2 Samuel 6, verses 1 to 5. David again gathered all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. David and all the people with him set out and went from Bali Judah to bring up from there the Ark of God, which is called by the name of the Lord of Hallelujah of hosts, and the Lord of hosts, who enthroned on the cherubim. They carried the Ark of God on a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. Huzzah and Ira, the sons of Abinadab, we are driving the new cart with the Ark of God. And Ira went in front of the Ark. David and all the house of Israel, we are dancing before the Lord with all their might, with songs and lyres and harps and tambourines and castanets and cymbals. This is the word of the Lord. And may the Lord bless his inspired word and his infallible words in our midst. Glory be to God.
The kingdom of God and his choice men. NIV, other versions, they use the word chosen. But the New King James uses the word choice. Choice men. Hallelujah. That's you and that's me. We're the choice men of God. Amen? You know, Pastor Charles was telling us about the vision of this house. London. And I thank God for what Mama Kemi came to share. Because we too, we've been going out as evangelists in the KTLCC. We call it invasion. We've been to so many different areas of London and we just go to invade. We do some praise and worship and then we go and evangelize. And please, Scott Felix, can anybody tell me how many souls since May 24th, how many souls have been won to Jesus? Sorry? No. I'm talking about the invasion. Do you know the invasion? Roughly? Sorry? 300 and something? Okay. Probably before the end of the service, let me know. That's who we are. Hallelujah. London and the world for Christ. London. What does it mean? For me, it means two things. Number one, it talks about the influence. Amen? We are called to influence the people that live in London, to turn their hearts to Jesus. And everywhere we go, we make an impact. We are called to make an impact. Hallelujah. Everywhere we go, when we go on these invasions, we make an impact because people are honing, people are screaming. Some people are saying, go back to Africa. It's still an impact. Doesn't matter. Still an impact. We're making an impact. And that's who we are called to be. Amen? Now listen. 2 Samuel chapter 6, please, if you've got your Bible. Second Samuel chapter 6. The Bible says, and David gathered. I'm reading from the New King James, by the way. It says, and David gathered all the choice men of Israel, 30,000. Wow. David gathered all the choice men of Israel, 30,000. Hallelujah. What does it mean to gather? It means to assemble, to put together, put a group of men together for a purpose. God is gathering every single one of us in the KTLCC network for a reason, for a purpose. The task of David was to bring the ark back, to bring the presence of God into their midst. And for that reason, I don't know why, but for that reason, the Bible says he gathered 30,000 men. I don't know, probably 10 men would do, but for David, he gathered 30,000. What is it going to take to change this city for Jesus Christ? We need everybody. Amen? We need you. We need you. Hallelujah. We need you. We need every single person in the KTLCC to be part of what God is doing and what God is saying. I'm going to show you some pictures. And when I, you know, this thing, you know, the way your Facebook, sometimes pictures just come back. And some of these pictures I'm about to show you, some of these pictures, they're 30 years old. Can anybody notice? I don't know whether, you know, does anybody know this lady here? Who's that? Jacqueline Brown. Seriously, this picture was taken in 1993. Can I tell you where this is? Can anybody guess where this is? Albania. This is Albania in 1993. It's been a long time since this church has been making an impact in the world. Amen? We didn't just start yesterday, but there's more work to be done in the name of Jesus. Amen? We didn't start yesterday. That's Jacqueline Brown. That's me somewhere. Where am I? I'm there somewhere. Where am I? Oh, yeah, that fine boy with no pimples. There you are. I still had hair then. Can I show you some more? There's a reason why I'm doing this. Can I show you some more? This is water baptism in Albania. Okay, more. Let's. Rwanda for Jesus. This was... It's true. That's me there. Rwanda for Jesus. This was probably 2 years after the war. So this is probably 1996. When a group of us were believing God that we would take Rwanda for Jesus. That's it there. Look at these fine men. That's myself and Charles. This picture is at least 25 years ago. Amen? This picture is 25 years ago. We used to gather young people. This is the Hilton Hotel down the road. That's my wife there, my beautiful wife, by the way. The grandma, the latest grandma in town. 25 years ago, when we used to gather young people, we had a part of this church as well, part of KTLCC. We had a network that was called Business and Professional People. Hallelujah. We used to take about 100 and 150 business people, and we used to do crazy things. The impact. We put a consortium together. I'm telling you, I don't know. You think about this. I'm 63 now. This is probably 25 years ago. 25 years ago, we were thinking, we crazy ideas. We were thinking in those days, they were selling the London City Airport. We put a consortium together, and we tried to buy it. Ask Charles. We had a weekend away, and we called it Radical Thinkers Weekend Away. We wanted to take the word, and we still believe in God for it, taking the word for Jesus. Amen. Let's move on because of time. Move on. Anybody? No, the other one. Can anybody see that lady there? Can anybody see that? I know it's a bit faint. Does anybody see that lady there? Who's that? That's Beverly. This is definitely 15 years ago. 15 years ago, when we did a mission to Jamaica. 15 years ago. One more. There's going to be Mama Kemi there somewhere. That's Jacqueline Brown there. She didn't just start leading worship today. Look at her. Leading worship in Albania. More. Who do you see there? Mama didn't just start. Look, Mama came here. I mean, come on. Come on, people of God. That's Mama Kemi there. The pictures. One more. Where's the other one? This is in a West African country full of Muslims. Mama Kemi and I, we used to go there. And we saw literally, I'm telling you people, hundreds of of people from Islamic backgrounds giving their hearts to Jesus. Now, I thank God for the past, but I want to talk about the future. I'm thanking God for the past. Amen? But I want to talk about the future today. Because when you see someone like Mama Kemi, she's not, I mean, come on, people of God. We've been doing these things for years. But we believe in the name of Jesus, there's more to be done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Therefore, the Bible says that David gathered, he gathered all the choice men of Israel, 30,000. Hallelujah. 30,000. He gathered them, 30,000. He brought them together for a purpose. And I believe today that God is gathering many people in KTLCC so that we can take this world for Jesus. We can make an impact and we can influence the people of the nations for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So what does being a choice man or a choice woman, what does it mean? Hallelujah. It means you are able by the grace of God. Hallelujah. See, in this church, we must have what I call the can-do spirit. Hallelujah. Every one of us, we must have what I call the can-do spirit by the grace of God. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. One of the great things about this church that we are not called to sit down. We are called to do something. Amen? Hallelujah. We are not called just to come to church and sit down and have some nice worship and thank God for all of that. But the truth is, we've got work to do. Hallelujah. Some of these nations will not know about Jesus Christ unless you and I go. Amen? They won't know. Sometimes we have to behave, and I know we're not. I know we're not. We have to behave as if we are the only church in London. I know we're not. I know we're not. But sometimes we have to behave and do the work that God has called us to do. And it's exciting. Hallelujah. It's exciting. What God is doing in this season and what God is about to do in this season is exciting in Jesus' name. Choice men. Men who are able to display the power. Look, sorry, the picture has gone. It's great when you see miracles, when you see signs and wonders, when you see the name of Jesus being glorified. Hallelujah. It's in places like this that I've seen blind eyes open. Amen. I've seen deaf ears, not in a church setting where we're worshiping God, but when we go to the mission field and where there's a need, you see people who cannot afford opticians, who cannot afford hospital bills. When you pray for them, you see eyes open in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You see people coming out of wheelchairs. And that's what we're called to do. We're the choice men, you and I. Hallelujah. God has called us to go and display his power. God has called us to go and show the people of the world that Jesus is alive. That's what we're called to do. London and the world for Jesus. The Jesus that you and I, the Jesus that we serve is alive. Amen. And I'm not afraid to proclaim him. I remember Mama Kemi will tell you, the first time that we went to this nation, they said, please, whatever you do, we know you believe us, whatever you do, do not preach to the Muslim. I said, wrong person, you're talking to the wrong person. I'm not afraid. Amen. I'm not afraid of anybody, and I'm not afraid of anything. Hallelujah. I'm not afraid of anything, I'm not afraid of anybody. But I want to see the name of Jesus glorified. Amen? You know why? Because we are the chosen. We have been chosen by Jesus. There's just something that you cannot explain. There's something that you cannot explain about KTLCC. You can't explain it. You can't explain it. But it's the grace of God. It's the grace of God. You can't explain it. But you know there's something There's something about us. Hallelujah. And it's not about boasting. It's not about being arrogant or being proud. It's about just doing what God has called us to do in the name of Jesus. There's a gathering that is taking place in the spirit right now, where God is gathering the men and women of KTLCC for a purpose. Amen. He's gathering us. He's speaking to us. He's challenging us to bring the glory back to London. To bring his glory. Some of these nations that I've shown you, in the name of Jesus, we will go there. We will go to Albania in the name of Jesus. You know, 30 years ago, I don't know whether you guys know what is happening. Albania right now is one of the biggest gathering of black people. Could you imagine? Do you know that? They go there in their thousands for parties. Do you know? Young generation, they go there. It's one of the cheapest places to go to. So they go there every summer. Amen? You know what? When Jacqueline Brown and I went to Albania the first time we went to Albania was 1992. They had never seen a black person in their life. And now we have gatherings of black people in Albania. Never seen. We must have broken through for them. But this time, it's time the believers go back there and win that nation for Jesus. Amen? They used to touch us, Jacqueline and I. They used to touch us. They have never seen a black person before in their life. We can't even walk the streets of Tirana in those days without somebody coming to you, looking at you as, wow, never seen. Remember, it was a communist country for many years. Amen. They thought every black person was from America. Americana? No. Africa. Afrique? Where's that? It's somewhere there, somewhere. Amen? Hallelujah. But we're going back to transform those nations for the glory of God. Hallelujah. I want to share with you five qualities that a choice man or woman must have by the grace of God. Five qualities that I believe a choice person must have. Hallelujah. Amen. Quality number one is anybody that's going to do anything for Christ, you must be courageous. Amen. You must have courage. If you're going to do anything for Jesus, you must be a person that has courage. You know what courage means? Ready to fight. I'm not just talking about a physical fight here. I'm talking about a spiritual fight. Amen? Ready to face challenges. If you're going to be a man or a woman that God is going to use, you must be brave, which is the same word as being courageous. You must be a man or a woman that is courageous. Hallelujah. Amen? You must have what I call the strength to face difficult times. You can't be chicken out of everything when things get tough. Life does get tough. Come on, people of God. The mission field does get tough. There will be opposition. There will be all kinds of opposition. Mental opposition. Physical opposition. But you got to be brave. You got to be brave. You got to be courageous. We're not going to do anything unless the church is courageous in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And courage is really about moving things forward. We want to be a church that is moving things forward. We're going to, you know, whatever God has called us to do in the name of Jesus, our goals, our dreams, the vision that God has given us in this church to make an impact. To influence the nations for Jesus. That's what Pastor Charles was talking about last week. Salt and light. Influence. Making an impact. We must be courageous. We must be brave. You can't always say there's a lion in the street. Face it. How do you know if you can kill a lion or not. If you don't face it, try it. Please don't try it here. But you know what I mean? We've got to be people who know what it means to face challenges in our lives. We don't run away from difficult tasks or difficult things that come our way. We face it. You know why? Because we're courageous. Hallelujah. We're people of courage. Hallelujah. People of courage, they know what to do when it's right. It's not by how you feel. The truth is, you all know, if it's by feelings, we will never do anything. We will never do anything. You and I would never, if it's by the way I feel, if it's by the way I feel, it's not by the way I feel. Amen. Who feels like getting up in the morning? Sometimes I don't, but I must. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There's all kinds of things that goes through our lives that sometimes you don't feel it. You don't feel it. Hallelujah. That's why I stopped watching football for many years now. Because I support, just like Scott, I used to support Arsenal. In those days, you know, they used to lose. So by the morning, you're depressed. So you don't want to get up. You understand? So no more football for me. Hallelujah. No more football for me. But I heard, I don't know, but I heard they won the league. Is that right? I just heard. I heard they won the league. That's probably a good feeling to get you up from your bed. But you understand what I'm saying? It's not by how you feel. It's by faith. You will never do anything in your life if you listen to how you feel. You're going to do it because God says so. That's courage. Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 1 verse 6. What does the Bible say? Joshua chapter 1 verse 6. I'll read it. The Bible, this is God to Joshua. He says, be strong and of good courage. Not just courage, but let your courage be good. God said to Joshua, be strong. Be strong. That same word, be able. Be able. Hallelujah. Rest in the ability that God provides for you by his Spirit. Every one of you here, there's something that God has called you to do in this world. There's something that God has called you to do in this church. There's something that God has called you to do in this city. Be courageous about it. Be strong. God said, for to this people, you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers. Only, repeats again, only be strong and very courageous. Emphasis. The first one was good courage. The second one was very. Hallelujah. Good courage. Very courageous. You gotta be brave. You gotta be brave. You and I know not just the people that you are, not just the land that you're about to enter, but sometimes the people that you are leading as well. You gotta be brave. You gotta be brave. You gotta be brave. We're gonna do it. 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 Can we win London for Jesus? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Can we win London for Jesus? Hallelujah. Amen. Can we win 1,000 souls before the 31st of August? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Hallelujah. How many souls? I'm challenging you as well. How many souls have you won for Jesus? Have you been part of this? Amen. Don't let it just be a slogan. Every day, everywhere. Every day, everywhere. Everybody. You are part of that everybody. Every day. Every day, everywhere, everybody. You are part of that everybody and everywhere. Hallelujah. Be brave about it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Quality number two is what I call a pioneering spirit. We need champions. We need pioneers in the body of Christ. Some of the pictures you saw there, the reason why I showed that, because we are breaking ground. We are breaking ground. That's what it means to pioneer. We are breaking ground. My grandfather had never been to Albania before. We didn't even know what it looked like. And it was difficult in those days. I thank God for what he's doing now. But in those days, only one flight Thursday. Only one flight. Only one flight. It was on a Thursday. Only one flight in the 90s. Only one flight to Tirana. If you miss that flight, that's it. Amen. But we're breaking grounds. Amen. The immigration officers used to look at us as if we're from a strange place. Amen. And then they look at your name. But we're breaking ground. Amen. In the, of course, it was a communist country. They had never heard of the name of Jesus. We're breaking ground. God is raising pioneers in this house. Amen. Men and women are going to break new ground. Hallelujah. Amen. Breaking new grounds by faith. Our heroes in the Bible, they broke new grounds. Moses. Amen. Abraham. Look at all these great men and women of God in the Bible. They pioneered. And that's what God is calling you to do. God is saying to us that I'm doing a new thing. Amen. God is saying to us, Isaiah 43 verse 19, you know, said, I am doing a new thing. Can you perceive it? Shall you not know it? Do you know, people of God in KTLCC, do you know that God is doing a new thing? And it's not a slogan. Amen. God is doing a new thing. God is doing something new. Hallelujah. God is doing something new. And he wants you to be part of it. You are part of the 3,000, 6,000 men and women of KTLCC that God is gathering for a season and for a time like this to pioneer, breaking new grounds. Hallelujah. Some of the nations, some of the places we went, we've been, who's been there before? Never. Some of the things that we do, who's done it before? Hallelujah. We break new grounds. Hallelujah. But it takes the courage. Personally, I lost my mother. Some of you know I lost my mother last year. And for a reason, because some of you know that I come from a Muslim background. And I come from a very strong Muslim background. And I don't want to go into that today. But I delayed so many things. I said, no, you're not doing that, 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 you're not, no, you're not doing that. You know, got my younger brother, locked the door, everybody move away from where mom used to live. No, chief imam, my first cousin, okay, we share the same grandfather, my first cousin is the chief imam of where I come from, Ileife. And they would do all their ceremony. Hallelujah. And I refused to do anything. They even threatened me. A cousin of mine threatened me, said, if you don't do that, do you know that people normally die if you don't do that kind of stuff? I don't care. I ain't doing it. What's my story? In a few months' time, we're going to do a celebration for her. And I'm going to gather, I hope they're not listening, because I'm going to gather all these people, all my family, including the chief imam, and I've invited somebody to preach for 15 minutes. I'm going to get the ushers, lock the door. Nobody moves. Oh, yeah. I'm going to put mobile police on every door. Nobody moves. That's breaking new grounds. Are you with me? That's breaking new grounds. Amen. If you don't want to hear, you're going to hear this one. You will hear the gospel. And they will come. They will come because they love my mom. They will come. But unless they're listening, they don't even know what I've planned. It's part of the plan. It's breaking new grounds. Nobody has ever done that before. Nobody has ever done that before. I would do it. I would do it, and then I would run away. I'm leaving the place. But you understand, that's you and I, people of God. That's you and I. Amen. We're pioneers. It doesn't have to be the big things. Seriously, it can be things in your family. What I'm about to do has never been done before. Never been done before. Never been done before, where you gather all these guys and then you preach the gospel. Not me, but getting somebody to preach the gospel for 15 minutes. Hallelujah. Number three, the quality. We're looking at the quality of choice men. The quality. They're barrier breakers. Hallelujah. The barrier breakers. What is that? Through faith and obedience, we can break barriers. There's a lot of barriers in London. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of barriers in London. There's a lot of barriers in this city. Say, it's not, you can't do this, you can't do that. You can't do this, you can't do that. You can't do this, you can't do that. We've got to break it in the name of Jesus. By faith and obedience. Who are you going to believe? Who are you going to believe? You can't do this, you can't do that. You can't do this, you can't do that. You can't do this, you can't do that. Hallelujah. We've got to break the barriers in the name of Jesus. We've got to break barriers. Amen. You know what barriers are? Obstacles and problems and challenges. You know, the no-go areas. You can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do that. Amen. By the grace of God, not physical confrontations, God forbid, but in the spirit, we bring barriers down. Amen. Hallelujah. We're able to do things that an average person that does not believe can do. Amen. We are the can-do people of God. We can do. Amen. You can do. And you will do by the grace of God. Hallelujah. You can do. You will do. I can think of so many things in my own personal life. So many things that you know this is not possible. But when you believe God, it's possible. Hallelujah. We need it. We need it. Hallelujah. Amen. Barrier breakers. 2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 23. I love this one. 2 Samuel 23. The Bible says, and this is David. This is David. He said, I long for the waters of Bethlehem. He just made it a plea. He made it a plea. I long. I just desire. Could you imagine? I just desire an ice cream from Tesco. Amen. And the Tesco is a no-go area. I just desire an ice cream from Tesco. And Tesco is a no-go area for believers. We've been banned. No believers go to Tesco. And then somebody gets up and say, wow, this man wants Tesco ice cream. Amen. That's exactly what happened. Listen, it's there. 15. And David said with longing, oh, that somebody would give me a drink of the waters from the wells of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. You know what happened? There were the enemies all over the place. Enemies. Somebody said, man, is this guy all right? Is this guy? Out of all the waters in life, you don't see the water of Katie. You don't see the water of the station. It's the waters of the ice cream of Tesco you want. Don't you know there's enemy in Tesco? No enemy in the gates. No enemy in the train station. No enemy. But why is it? Why is it? But look at what the Bible says. Hallelujah. The Bible says, so the three mighty men, hallelujah, they broke through the camp of the Philistines. That's you and I. We're breaking through the camps. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says, the three mighty men, they just heard the cry of a man. They heard the cry of a man who said he longed for the waters from the wells of Bethlehem. And they were willing to break through the barriers of the men of Philistines. Isn't God asking us to do something for him? What is God longing for today? What does God want from us? Come on, KTLCC, what does God want from us? What's on God's heart? We gotta find out what is on the heart of God. Souls. Remember that old song, Souls and Cells? What's on the heart of God? What's on the heart of God for KTLCC? We've gotta know. Amen. He didn't direct his prayers or he didn't direct his request to any man, but he just said it. All that I long. And somebody heard it. Come on. If they could do that for a man, what can't they do for God? And God is requesting so many things from us as KTLCC. Amen. What is God longing for? What is God longing for? What does God want from us? One thing I can tell you is more than where we are today. And that's for every single one of us. And I thank God because we have started. Mission to Brazil. Mission to Romania. Praise God. We started sharing the gospel. We'll start again. Amen. Mission to wherever. Mission to Albania. Mission to Morocco. Mission to Saudi Arabia. I don't hear an amen. Hallelujah. Mission to Iraq. Mission to Iran. Come on, people of God. Amen. Who's leading? I'm not. Amen. Come on, somebody. Oh, that I long. He said, oh, that I long for the waters by the wells of Bethlehem. And three people. Hallelujah. Three people. They broke those barriers and brought water back for him. Number four. What are the qualities? Standing your ground. The quality of a choice man or woman is to stand your ground. You got to stand your ground. You got to stand your ground. Hallelujah. You got to stand your ground for victory. Hallelujah. What does that mean? What does that mean? And you will see this. Everybody will retreat, but you got to stand. Have you seen that before? Everybody retreats. Everybody, you know, you started a prayer meeting about a breakthrough with five people. Everybody just retreats, backs off. But somebody's got to stand the ground. Amen? That's what it means. Everybody retreats. Everybody goes back home. With good intentions, they start something. But everybody retreats. But you know what? You got to stand your ground. You got to stand. It's there in the Bible. The son of Dodo, 2 Samuel 23, verse 9 and 10. The Bible talks about the son of Dodo as one of the three mighty warriors. He was with David when they taunted the Philistines. They taunted them. It's okay. It's okay to pray. They taunted them. It's okay. It's okay to taunt the enemy. It's okay to praise, worship. It's okay. It's okay to do all these things. And then the enemy came forward. The enemy came forward. What happened? The enemy approached them. The Bible says, then Israel retreated. But Eliezer, the son of Dodo, the Bible says, he stood his ground. He stood his ground. Everybody ran back. Everybody ran. Everybody ran. Hallelujah. Everybody ran. You see, that picture that you saw, I still remember in Albania, where there was nothing happening. And I just thought, talking was not just good enough. You need to prove who God is. And I told them to go and find the worst case of that needed a miracle. Seriously, it's a true story. You can ask Jacqueline Brown if you know her. And they brought this man on the wheelchair. So this man has been in this wheelchair for 10 years. And everybody from my team retreated. They ran away. But, Taya, you're on your own. Nobody believed. But I can tell you the truth. That man stood. He walked. God healed him. It's a true story. The policemen had to come because they thought, which kind of God is amongst us? I'm telling you a true story. Remember, this is 30 years ago. Everybody said, wow, there's a God amongst us. The policemen had to come and rescue me and lift me out of the crowd because they were mobbing me. Say, wow, there's a God amongst us. They saw a man that they all knew. What's my point? I stood my ground that I'm going to believe God for a miracle here. I stood my ground. Hallelujah. God is asking you to stand your ground for his glory. In the name of Jesus. And then the last one, the qualities of the choice men of God is you got to be decisive. You got to be decisive. Decisiveness talks about you have got to have a clear mind. You got to have a clear mind. A man that understands the will of God. You understand what God is saying and what God is doing. Hallelujah. You're not double-minded. We can't do this if we're double-minded. We're not going to do anything for God if we're double-minded. Amen. I've always taught the story about a Sule. Have you ever heard the story of Sule? Sunny was an apprentice mechanic. His boss asked him to go and check whether the indicator of a car was working. I mean, you know the indicator of a car? What do they call it? Is the indicator? Is what they call it again? The pointer, okay? The pointer to turn left or right. The pointer. He said, can you check whether the indicator is working? This is Sude's response, okay? In my broken English language, okay? This is the response of Sule. If they work, you know they work. If they work, you know they work. It's working, it's not working. 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 I got, which one? He said, the thing is working and it's not working. It's working and it's not working. It's working, it's not working. The indicator. It's flashing and it's not flashing. It's flashing and it's not flashing. It's flashing and not flashing. Make up your mind. You got to be decisive. Hallelujah. You got to make up your mind. You got to make up your mind. You got to make up your mind. Amen. I still remember when we became, look, I really thank God for what God is doing, and I'm about to finish. I really thank God for what God is doing. It wasn't like when I got born again, when we didn't have, thank God. You don't even need to go through some of the things that we went through. There's no mentors. Now we have Mama Kemi. But I was probably 3 years old. I was 3 years in the Lord before I knew Mama Kemi. So I'd, you know, and she'd been my mama for many years. I met Mama Kemi in, could you believe this? I met her right there in her 40s. Oh, yeah, yeah. Right there, right at that door. She was the chief administrator of this church. And my first encounter with Mama Kemi was a fight. That's a story for another day. But I love her. She's my mama. But I remember, we were all baptized here. We were all baptized, about 18 of us. 18 of us. And we went home. All of us, 18 of us, called our friends, and we did a disco party. Nobody told us that was wrong. Nobody told us. Nobody told us that what we were doing was wrong. We were playing Shalama, Kool and the Gang. Amen. Nobody told us that what we were doing was wrong. We had no mentors. And I still remember decisiveness. I still remember a friend of mine, Kule, a friend of ours, Kule, who was not born again. He said to us, also in a broken way, he said, guys, if you want to praise Jah, praise Jah. If you want to boogie, let's boogie. But whatever you want to do, make up your mind. You know what that means? If you want to praise God, praise God. If you want to party, disco, disco. But whatever you don't do, choose one. Thank God, I'm praising Jah. What's the scripture? Esther said, if I perish, decisiveness. If I perish, we've got to make up our mind. If it's going to cost you, let it cost you. But you know what? It's worth it. Everything that we're doing, I thank God for Pastor Malcolm. I thank God for Pastor Debbie. I thank God for Mama Kemi. I thank God for everything that we're doing right now. I thank God for everybody. I thank God for my brother Felix. 1 year now, we've been doing invasions, the streets of London. Bless all these guys. Where's Abby? Abby's over there. Abby, are you there? Is that you? Where's Abby? She's gone? You understand? So many of, you know, nearly every Saturday, we're on the streets of London proclaiming the goodness of God. Rain, sun, if I perish, I perish. But I'm going to do the work of God. I've had all kind of things pointed to me. I've had guns pointed to me. I've been threatened of being put in prison. But you know what? In the name of Jesus, if I perish, I will perish. But for me, I'm going to do the work of God. As we pray today, what am I thinking? What do I believe God is doing? This is what I believe God is doing. God is raising and releasing people to become choice men. He's raising up people. Some of you, you're going to do some amazing things for Jesus. God is raising you to take the nations, to take the city, to do things that I cannot even put in your mind. He will speak to you. But I know that God is raising. Yes, God is raising and releasing people so that we can do great things for him. What comes to my mind as I finish? Isaiah 6, Moses goes into the temple. You know what sometimes amazes me. There was nobody else there. Nobody. He was the only one there. Nobody. And God says, who will go for us? Who shall we send? There was nobody else there. Nobody else there. Every other thing that was there were angels and seraphims and spiritual beings. Only Moses. But he knew. Moses knew that God was speaking to him. And Moses said, send me. That's what God is saying to KTLCC. You have to behave as if nobody else is going to go. And you've got to be willing to be sent. God is sending you to all kinds of places where you will proclaim, you will declare, and you will bear witness to his name.